Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day. Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. I'm really excited to have Vish Banthia on the line today. He's the CEO and founder of Zendy Health. It's a medical marketplace where consumers can access top-tier healthcare for less. Vish, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, healthcare is a big issue. I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about your business and what you do with Zendy Health and how you're providing that top tier care in a moment. But before we get into that, as I mentioned to you, a lot of people that listen to this are business owners, entrepreneurs, executives. You being a founder and an entrepreneur, let's just start with, you know, your background in entrepreneurship.
Yeah, so I am actually a physician by training. I am double boarded, specialized in otolaryngology, head and neck surgery, and also in facial plastic and reconstructive surgery. I have been in practice for a little over 8 years or so when I came up with the concept of Zendy Health, the medical marketplace concept. But prior to that, I had founded a private practice and also was involved with a small private practice, facial cosmetic surgery group, which expanded nationwide. And basically from the issues I was seeing on the patient side and also the provider sides, especially back in 2008, I came up with a concept of a medical marketplace that functions like a Priceline or an eBay. So that's kind of a bit of background as to how I came up with this concept.
Mm. And how did you, okay, so, and this is completely a misconception, but I hear it often, so I will, I'll repeat it. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, if you go a traditional route, so meaning if you become a doctor, if you become a lawyer, that there's not as much room for entrepreneurship if, let's just say, to take the extreme opposite end, you don't drop out of college and decide to not pursue higher education. Some people believe this. What would you say to people that are in a profession that's considered, let's just say, more, you know, black and white, more straightforward in terms of career path, about becoming an entrepreneur within your profession? And you can talk specifically about healthcare, because to me, the playing field is so wide open. What would be your tips to them?
Well, you know, being a physician or a lawyer or any kind of professional specialized, person in a specialized field like that, you're more than likely going to come up with some ideas to improve, the field. And, I think that having that domain expertise, having studied in one particular field, whether it's medicine or law or whatever it is, that can now create and generate ideas that will help enhance the field. So, for example, as a surgeon, I've been in the operating room, and as most surgeons do, they can come up with different types of tools, whether it's gadgets or improvements of instrument design or other operating room tools that can enhance the process. These are all kind of areas that, you know, because of the work that people do, they will come up with great ideas. And I think the key, with most physicians is finding the time and having the drive and the passion to come up with an idea and to pursue it. I've seen the challenge, though, with most of my colleagues where they come up with a great idea, but they don't have the resources or the time to pursue it because they're so busy with, you know, day-to-day private practice life. But I think if there are ways to segregate that and to focus on a particular project and to really put a lot of time and effort into it, I think those folks can be successful. And we've seen examples of that, especially in terms of physicians pursuing different various ideas and following that path towards an entrepreneurial project.
That's great. And so if you're listening to this, I mean, this is living proof that you can do it. I mean, it can be done. And to me, it's the most common sense area for innovation to happen. It's from somebody that's completely specialized in the middle of whatever their project or their profession is. And really, that's where it's going to come from. And it's a shame. I get it, though. Somebody's busy, you know, private practice or whatever, you know, you're doing. You don't necessarily have time to pursue that idea. But it's, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's hard. And traditionally, physicians are risk averse, but it comes down to whether you think your concept or your idea has traction and has some legs, and whether it's going to make an impactful difference. But I think that if you're the type of physician who enjoys pursuing projects outside of the core practice of medicine, I think it's very it enhances the whole physician life, so to speak, because it gives another realm of interest.
Yeah. Hey, I really appreciate you sharing that, and take heed, those that are listening. So that being said, let's change pace a little bit. Can you tell me more about Zendy Health and what you're doing to differentiate yourself?
Yeah. So Zendy Health is a marketplace with a suite of consumerism tools that helps patients access top tier care for less, and we do that in two primary ways. One, we offer virtual care tools, such as treatment guidance solutions for a particular diagnosis. We also have a virtual primary care service where patients can access a doctor very efficiently and quickly and affordably. But we also have price shopping tools. So that's our second way of where we can save people money in terms of their health care and to access care affordably. We do this primarily, we're seeing more relevance, I would say, primarily because more people are having to pay out-of-pocket costs now in healthcare. They have high deductible health plans. And in fact, almost half of the workforce in this country has a high deductible health plan. And so that means all of us are paying more and more out-of-pocket. So if that's the case, then it makes sense to have tools with us that can help maximize our dollars in our wallets and to kind of price shop and make smarter decisions in healthcare, since the prices are so varied from one facility to another.
So what do you think, and again, this isn't a black and white answer, obviously, but where do you think about, you know, where our healthcare system is just headed in general, and how does Zendy Health fit into this, into, you know, the future of healthcare?
Well, I think that we've had decades of different administrations in place and different types of solutions to try to address the growing cost of healthcare. And it doesn't seem, to me at least, there's no definitive fix for that. So we know that the out-of-pocket costs and the overall costs are growing, and I'm not sure really if there's a way to stop that unless more marketplace forces come into play, not just, you know, with a solution like ours, but also other types of marketplaces on a whole. I think that that what we're going to see is we're going to have greater out-of-pocket costs for people. I think we're going to have more people having high deductible health plans. We're seeing a growing workforce in the gig economy, the freelance economy, and those people may or may not be having employer-based insurance. And so if they're buying off insurance off the exchange, then more than likely they're going to have high deductible health plans, right? So I think that we're going to see a trend towards more people having high deductible health plans. We'll probably see a growth of health savings accounts coming into play because if you have a high deductible health plan, you may be able to qualify for opening up a health savings account, which is a very smart way to maximize your dollars and tax efficiencies. And because of that, because you're going to have this, you know, this money that can be spent on health, dental, and vision, you want to maximize those dollars, especially if you're having a health savings account. You want to use various tools to help maximize and stretch out every single dollar. And that's where we come into play.
That's great. I know you're extremely busy, Vish, and I appreciate your time today. Lastly, where can people find more info about Zendy Health?
They can find us online. They can just come to our site, zendyhealth.com. Or they can give us a call at 855-699-3639. We have, you know, a lot of frequently asked questions and how it works and a lot of good information about our platform.
All right, Vish. Hey, I really appreciate your time today. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.